Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Modern America, at least in some quarters, lays great stress on obtaining knowledge. We live in an age when knowledge has expanded so rapidly that few of us can begin to grasp what is occurring. No one, regardless of his intellectual ability or educational attainment, can possibly keep up with what is happening in our society and throughout the world. Tragically, many Americans, including some of our most influential leaders, equate this explosion of knowledge with wisdom. Knowledge is certainly an essential element of wisdom, but there are millions of knowledgeable people who are moral and spiritual morons. Incidentally, the Greek word rendered fool is moros, from which we get our word moron. For example, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold?" Matthew 23:17. Proverbs 1 pictures wisdom as a woman who cries out, "How long, you simple ones, will you have an open mind for seduction and evil? And the scorners delight in scorning, and fools hate knowledge." Proverbs 1:22. What will happen to rebellious human beings when they reject the wisdom which comes down from above? Wisdom provides some answers. "Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof." Proverbs 1:24-25. Solomon argues that wisdom is the principal thing. "Therefore, get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding." Proverbs 4:7. If wisdom is so vital to our earthly welfare and to our eternal destiny, how can any responsible person reject wisdom? Yet Solomon says that many refuse the call of wisdom. He does not give the reasons why they did, but he affirms that they refuse to accept wisdom. "When wisdom stretched out her hand, no man regarded or paid any attention." Are we so evil or blind that we preferred not to listen to wisdom's voice? The foolish, the hard-hearted, and the rebellious have set at naught wisdom's counsel and would have none of its reproof. Do we not realize that wisdom's counsel could save us from many heartaches and troubles? If men would only listen to the reproof wisdom gives, it is not easy to explain why we reject the only road to earthly happiness and to eternal bliss. But if we look around us, we know this happens to multitudes of millions of people. When human beings turn their backs on wisdom's counsel and reproof, what will be the consequences? Wisdom will laugh at our calamities and mock when fear comes. Proverbs 1:26. Obviously, this is highly figurative speech, but the lessons taught in these verses must not be overlooked or forgotten. Failing to make wisdom our chief goal in life will bring calamities of various sorts, as every observant human being can testify. If you think Solomon might be exaggerating, read your daily paper or watch the evening news on television. Hundreds and hundreds of examples can be found in our nation and throughout the world. Although Solomon does not speak specifically of sowing and reaping, is that not what he had in mind? Can we sow to the flesh without reaping corruption? Wisdom further says, "When your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction comes as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then you will regret having spurned the advice of reproof and wisdom." Proverbs 1:27. We may think we can outsmart wisdom, but we will be the losers, both temporally and eternally. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.